It's All Things Considered, HBR, and I'm Dave Lawrence. On Tuesday, entertainment legend Glenn Campbell passed on. He was 81 and had faced deteriorating health after a very public diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease. In September 2012, thanks to an invitation from the late HBR evening jazz host Don Gordon, I had the privilege to record an interview with Glenn during his Honolulu tour stop on board the sailboat of the late Steve Ozark of Caterer to the Stars and a longtime friend of Glenn's. We share highlights now in honor of the late, great Glenn Campbell.
Aloha mahalo, my brother. Good to see you.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
How does it feel to have sold nearly 50 million records around the world?
Blessed. I really do.
Count your blessings for that.
Yeah, I do. For me to do things like that, I'll just say thank you, Lord. And yeah, well, just thank you, Lord. I mean, who can you give the
credit to?
The credit to, yeah.
And I bet that's the same sort of feeling you must feel when you walk out on stage and you feel the love, the affection, as we were talking about here in the room earlier, that the audience gives you.
Sure does. It really does. The first time I got around, I thought, what are all these people are running around here? Because on my first gig, when I was getting to know who Glenn Campbell was, I looked around and said, wow, this is really something.
When you realized that you were a known commodity that was important to people.
Yeah, I did what I knew I had to do. Because Dad told me, son, said, you know, if you know you're going to get something, said, stick with it and don't shuck any things. Just do it the way that you know how to do it and you'll get by. And the Lord, he's well, I've had a lot of answers on that too.
Besides what you're known for with music, you were on True Grit working with John Wayne.
Oh, my God, he scared me. I'm not an actor, but I just said, well, just do it the way you would do it. I just did what I thought I should say and what I should do. Of course, naturally, they're on the script. But that's what I did, and I was okay with it. Hey, over there, and I had my hillbilly thing going.
You just followed what they told you to do?
Yeah, exactly. How I talked, the way I talked, I had to do that. I've only got one voice like that, that sounds, you know.
But John Wayne knew it would work.
Oh, yeah, he really. He said, oh, come on, kid. He was one of the nicest men I've ever met in my life, I think.
Nurturing kind of guy.
Yeah. He said, just be yourself. Just do what I tell you to do it. And it worked pretty good. I mean, I was blessed on that one.
You got to feel blessed to be able to be music, TV, acting, so many things you've gotten to dig into.
Yeah.
Another heavy guy you got to work with on the other end of the scale, Elvis with the Wrecking Crew.
Oh, yes. I did a lot of shows with Elvis at the Hilton there. He'd go in for a month, and then I'd come in for the month. It was a good gig for me, but I felt sorry for Elvis because they just wouldn't let him. He was up there up all night, man.
That's what we were talking about earlier. What were you seeing happening? You were just seeing people taking advantage of him? What was happening?
Oh, yeah. They were his guys that, what do you call it?
Entourage?
His entourage up there, up north. No wonder he died at such a young age. They were staying up all night, man. They didn't go in trying to do shows.
So you saw the bad influence happening and you wanted to do something?
Yeah, I did. I really did. But they're not going to say nothing. He must have had 10 or 12 guys, the so-called bodyguards.
Is that what he thought of them as?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were the trouble, really?
I would say that, yes.
When you think about you and Jimmy Webb, you made such a great team.
Oh, yeah. He had some good songs, boy, that I really liked. Jimmy just a great, great a songwriter.
You know what? I read that the first record he ever bought was one of your records.
Yeah.
Turn around, look at me.
Yeah. There is someone walking behind you. Yeah, that was a great song. Turn around, look at me.
It led to you teaming up with him, and then he would make all this magic happen with you.
Yeah, that's what it led to. It really is.
Most played song in the millennium, Wichita Lineman.
Yeah, but he just wrote songs like anybody. I don't know who could beat him. His girlfriend. They were going to marry, I think, and they split up. And Jim Webb, he just poured his heart out with some of those songs, man. They were awesome. I mean, they're the best songs.
So today, they live up to that same feeling you had then?
Oh, yeah.
That's a cool thing about music, huh? It sort of grows with time.
Right.
If it's good.
Yeah, if it's real good, it's going to still be good 90 years from now.
When you think about TV, Tommy Smothers, I was talking with Steve Ozark. Tommy really gave you your big break, huh?
That's him. He did it, man. Do you know that story about that?
I'm hoping you'll tell it.
Yeah. He did whatever he wanted to do there. They were getting mad about what he was talking and what he was saying and doing that. It was a firecracker, man. He really was. It was funny. But they just didn't like it, about it. I think he really ticked one of the big wigwags on. He probably told him to go to hell or something. You know, he was really a pistol boy.
But it opened such a door for you, huh? Filling in for them on the summer, and then bam, it just, everything
yeah,
starts.
It was great. That was the big role for me.
So it leads to the Glenn Campbell Good Time Hour. Some of the musical guests, Ray Charles, Crying Time.
Oh, yeah, that was just wonderful, man. Oh, it's crying time, you're doing. I sang harmony with him. He could sing a harmony to a rat's rump.
Fond memories of sitting there right next to him.
Just sitting there grinning like a dog eating bottoms.
Was it rewarding to you, huh?
It was really rewarding to me. I actually got to sing songs with Ray Charles, man. I think Ray, if you, they're singers or people who make things out of things, I think Ray Charles is probably the big guy. The Country Western Sound album, have you heard that?
Yes, I have.
Oh, that's just you. Crying time again, you're going to leave me. You can make all of those just come to life.
There was a parallel. You had other kinds of cats on the show, too. I think of Johnny Cash. I was checking out Folsom Prison Blues.
Boy, wasn't he a pistol.
You were on his show more than he was on yours, it looked like.
Oh, I'd just go wherever. If they want me to go something on the show, I'd go do it. And I really enjoyed doing that. He was just a great guy. When he was singing, he knew it was Johnny Cash.
The Beach Boys, there was this time Brian Wilson was not going to be there. You got the chance to fill in for him and play bass and sing the high part for them on tour.
Yeah, I said, okay, I'll try it. It's a little old lady from Pasadena. And I mean, playing the bass. I don't know if he did that for as a joke, but it really was truth. Because I had done that when I was doing the studio work.
For Pet Sounds?
Some of it was in Pet Sounds, I guess. I don't know where all it was. The round, round, get around, I get around, round, round, ooh. They'd make me doing that, round, round, I get around, and even if you wanted to harm it, then you got to hum with them. It was a lot of fun. And
was there a lot of practice to get that together, all those harmonies with those dudes?
There really wasn't. We would rehearse it when we got there, because some of them, the guy, like, what's his face? He didn't play any instruments.
Mike Love?
Mike Love, yeah. The whole thing was just, they were great. I'm telling you, he just had the knack for that.
Brian, you're talking about?
Brian, yeah.
When you're out there playing today, how's it feel? You got your family backing you up, Ashley, Cal, and Shannon.
I'm really grinning like a cow eating a peach seed. I look around there, and it is that way with me. You know, to see my kids there, it's just wonderful. And they really work their little rumps off.
High standards to be holding up to.
when I told him, I said, if any of you guys, if you can't do it, they said, oh, no, Dad, I'll do it, boy, I'll do it, Dad, you know. And there they were, it's hot, you know. They learned to do it. It was just amazing.
It's a real musical background that you offer. And as a final sort of note, when you're on stage, I was taking a look at some video of your recent tour, and I noticed the audience sings the words to some of the songs all the way through. When they're singing like Rhinestone Cowboy, and you can just step back and be embraced by the feeling of thousands of people singing your song, rewarding?
Yeah, it's just wonderful. It really, really is, because they sang along with me. Obviously, I didn't see any paper out there, right. So it must have been up here.
Right, it says a lot.
They've just been so nice to me. I really relied on the fans that's come to see Glenn Campbell. Yeah, I really, really enjoyed that with them. I still have guys, gals come up and, hey, Glenn, buddy, how you doing? Fine, yeah, you know, my dad told me, you, son, you do what is the right thing to do, and don't do any smart-alecky things, you know, stuff like that.
That's why you're still so approachable, and that's why people have that personal connection to you.
Mm-hmm. And that was the last son. 8 boys and 4 girls. And I was the caboose. And you know what I got. Get out of my way, yeah. Get on. And that's why I said, the boy, the minute that I could get out of that house, I got out of it, man. And a friend of mine got me into the studios. And it just, boy, that was...
That was history, huh?
That was history, boy. I'd still love to do that. Because I'm playing with the best musicians in the world right there in Los Angeles, California, man.
So you feel good about what you're doing at this point in your career?
Exactly. I sure am.
Hey, man, I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much, and I really appreciate it, guys. It's wonderful. I just do what I like to do. Having the kids out there, I really enjoy it.
We appreciate you taking some time. Thanks so much for doing this, Glenn.
Well, you are very welcome. Thank you, man. God bless you.
You're welcome.
Thank y'all.
Good job, man.
Aloha, this is Glenn Campbell, and I'm cruising with my good friend, Dave Lawrence. Thank you.
I've been walking these streets so long, singing the same old song. I know every crack in these dirty sidewalks of Broadway, where hustle's the name of the game, and nice guys get washed away like the snow and the rain. There's been a load of compromising on the road to my horizon, but I'm gonna be where the lights are shining on me.
like a rhinestone.